From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. Turkey's ruling party has claimed victory in a referendum granting broad new powers to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. With preliminary vote tallies completed and celebrations erupting in Istanbul, Erdogan told cheering supporters that the Yes camp had secured 25 million votes, 1.3 million more than those cast by opponents of the sweeping changes. He also said the referendum had ended Turkey's decades-long history of military involvement in government. The yes vote means the Turkish parliament will be largely sidelined, the prime minister and cabinet will be abolished, and ministers will be directly appointed by the president. The president also sets the budget. The United States is calling on regional countries, including Russia and Pakistan, not to support the Taliban in their bid to perpetuate the war in Afghanistan. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster made the remarks Sunday after talks with Afghan leaders on his first trip to Kabul since taking office.
No one should support the Taliban. No one should support armed resistance against the Afghan government and the Afghan people. And so what we would like is all countries in the region to play a productive role, a positive role, and to help the Afghan people rather than to try to perpetuate this very long conflict.
Afghan officials said the discussions focus on bilateral security matters, fighting regional terrorism, and strengthening the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces, or ANDSF. McMaster's visit follows calls by U.S. military commanders for adding a few thousand more troops to the roughly 8,400 American troops already in Afghanistan. This is VOA News.